Well, well, well. It's been a busy month for science, leading to much material for Science Story Aggregate videos for June. There was so much that there will actually be two of these lists this month in order to cram it all in. So here are 10 interesting scientific discoveries for June 2024, and expect part 2 in a day or two. Number 10. The Red Asteroid. In 2021, an enigmatic asteroid termed 469219 Kamo'oluiyoa, I think we can safely reveal that it was the University of Hawaii and Pan-STARRS again, that actually orbits on the same trajectory as Earth. That's always going to be interesting because it's really an open question about material getting knocked off Earth by impacts in the past, and how incredibly interesting it would be to see what that looks like. But in this case, there was another mystery. The asteroid is reddened in an unusual way, not quite like other near-Earth asteroids. That reddening led to work being done on just what body in the solar system has the surface chemical composition to do that and still have it in that odd orbit. As it turns out, it matches the moon, so this asteroid is likely to be a chunk of the moon blasted off by an impact. But it's recently gotten more interesting because now researchers think that they know which crater it was. Renu Malhotra at the University of Arizona and colleagues found that the crater needed to produce it should be between 10 and 20 kilometers in diameter, and recent, as informed in the last few million years. The lunar farside crater Giordano Bruno fits the bill best, being both the right age and the right size. But that's where this story takes an interesting turn. Kamo'oluiyoa is slated for a visit and sample return mission by China, with their scheduled Tianwen-2 mission, which is planned to launch next year. That should answer the question and tell us the origin of this weird asteroid. Number 9. Wasps can recognize wasp faces. Certain cells in the human brain and primates in general are associated with the ability to recognize a face. Oddly though, and in a seemingly new example of convergent evolution, wasps appear to have similar cells and a similar capability when looking at members of their own species. On its face, that may seem weird, an insect that can recognize other members of its hive, essentially. It's thought that the way wasps do this is at least partly by recognizing differences in color, which is very subtle on other wasps' faces. The species in question is the northern paper wasp, which anyone in much of the US and southern Canada are going to know well. It's very common, and it's been previously associated with also being able to recognize its own nest in a very complex way. The researchers connected up 18 female paper wasps with probes inserted into their brains to record neuron activity. They then showed the wasps a series of thousands of different images. Yes, they had wasps watching television, and they looked for what images elicited a response. Whenever they saw a wasp face, a very specific group of neurons fired in a very similar way, but very different from that when seeing a picture of something else. As to whether this represents a new example of convergent evolution in two radically separated species, the ancestors of we and the wasps diverged long, long ago, is an open but interesting question that only further research will shed light on. Number 8. The Plasmas of Mars. The idea of a coronal mass ejection from the sun is well known. Indeed, last month, many were treated to a show of aurorae as a result of one. They work relatively simply. Plasmas made of ionized gas inside the sun's magnetic field can see the field snap in two, leading to bursts of energy that ejects the plasmas into space. Here's the weird thing. Mars does this too. Mars's ionosphere is also filled with plasmas, and even though it only has very weak, spotty magnetic fields, it can do it. It's often said that Mars has no magnetic field at all, but this is a misunderstanding. It doesn't have a core-generated one like the Earth, or a massive one like the Sun generated from beneath. Rather, Mars's spotty and weak field is generated in the crust. This was always thought possible with the ionosphere of Mars, but very difficult to observe. But a group of researchers in Taiwan have done it. Essentially, interaction with Mars's spotty fields by the solar winds causes the same snapback effect that launches plasma into space. These are not huge, they are many times smaller than the sun, but it really is the same principle, opening the way up for such interactions to be identified in moons and planets, such as Venus, that also lack a global magnetic field. Number 7. Zeroing in on whale language. I think one of the most common thoughts that wander through the heads of the science-minded, as anyone watching my content probably has wondered about, is whale language, which I've wondered about since I was a kid in the 1980s. How can you not? They appear to be speaking to each other somehow, but in a way so different from what we humans do that we haven't really been able to figure out much about it, even across decades of people studying it. In fact, the mystery of whale language has only deepened. It turns out that new research is showing that whale song is actually the closest thing to human language yet discovered in the animal kingdom. In other words, in some ways, they speak more like us than any other species we know of. The study looked at the communications of East Caribbean sperm whales, Physeter macrocephalus for the taxonomically minded. But it's more than just whale song, but also the clicks they make that show a very complex communication system. But we do that too. Human languages cover all sorts of varying sounds, including clicks, or sometimes termed kicks in some of our languages across the Blue Jewel. With the whales, some of their behavior is very similar to ours, in addition to vocalization, in that they tend to have family units that hunt together and coordinate. In their context, not all that different from early modern humans. They hunt together, dive together, and do all sorts of interesting coordinated activities. So the sperm whale click patterns are classified into codas, and there currently are 21 different known patterns. This is from a sampling of 9,000 sperm whale recordings. They found some strange things. For one, they found that there was a correlation between extra clicks at the end of a statement, if you can apply that term, signaling that it was time for the other whale to speak. They also noted that the whales would slow down codas while maintaining their rhythmic patterns, not unlike stretching out a song lyric or the last word of this video. And they would also string codas together as though they were words, along with varying the tone and complexity, vaguely recognizable perhaps as an analog to letters in human languages. The bottom line is we can say the whales are speaking. It's not just calls. What they are saying, however, remains a mystery. Number 6. The invincible robot hand that trains AIs. This is one of those developments in technology where you just throw your hands up and say, well, of course we needed that. AI is safe. Work at Google DeepMind and Shadow Hand has created a virtually indestructible robotic hand that can grasp an object with considerable force within half a second, all while being able to survive blows with a hammer. The hand is used to train an AI as it fumbles around physically moving objects and learning its environment, perhaps while it simultaneously works out how to trick us into virtual reality so it can use us as living batteries, and helps the AI learn through trial and error in the physical world. In all seriousness, there actually is a reason for this. It's actually both a testament to nature and how humans and animals do this so easily, and how difficult it is to train an AI to do even the simplest physical interactions. This hand has to have hundreds of sensors, some of them measuring deformation of the silicon covering of the hand, to simulate how we feel pressure. To reach this level of complexity for an AI that doesn't even have all of the capabilities of a paper wasp otherwise. AI is scary. There are, at the very least, cybersecurity and deepfake concerns, but it's going to get really scary in the future in ways that no one is currently anticipating. Number 5. Einstein was right again. There are a few environments in the universe as violent, hellish, and outright outlandish, yet it exists, than the environment of the accretion disks of black holes. In these disks, particles are moving at very nearly the speed of light. Time is extremely slowed down for these particles, to the point they're barely experiencing it, swirling around the black hole and spiraling in. Einstein predicted through general relativity, however, that there comes a point where the particles simply stop and fall into the black hole. Known as the plunging region, it is located just above the event horizon of the black hole. Again, the plunge happens at very nearly the speed of light. We often talk about spaghettification. If you fell into a black hole where the atoms of your body would be stretched into a straight line of infalling material. But it's worse than that in reality. It would be doing so at high relativistic speeds. do not get near the accretion disk of a black hole without taking proper precautions. A good one being, don't go near the black hole at all. For the first time, the plunging region of a black hole has been detected by a team led by Andrew Mummery at Oxford. General relativity was correct once again. The particles can be likened to a river with a waterfall at its end. The water flows along while it's a river, but abruptly falls when you get to the waterfall. So instead of slowly just spiraling in, there comes a point where everything just drops. It's actually rather amazing that this was detectable at all, through surplus of light from the black hole's accretion disk, which was a black hole known as Maxie J1820 plus 070, which is around 10,000 light years from us. And it was not previously thought that this particular proof of general relativity could ever be verified, but it was. Interestingly, this work may help solve another outstanding mystery about black holes. So they produce an X-ray as a signal that suggests that black holes can spin faster than theoretical predictions suggest. But with the discovery of the surplus light, photons, from the plunging region, it may shed light on why they appear that way and close the discrepancy. Number 4. Oldest known human infectable viruses found. DNA from several male Neanderthal skeletons found in Shagaraskaya Cave in Russia was studied, and researchers were able to isolate viral DNA and see what the Neanderthals were suffering from as far as viruses. It turns out the Neanderthals were suffering from many of the same things we still do today. They found an adenovirus, which is one of the viruses that cause the common cold, along with the herpes virus and HPV. Interestingly, the DNA is similar, but yet not similar, to modern versions of these viruses, which help confirm their age, but also eliminates the possibility that the DNA was contamination from predators or modern handling. This actually takes a dark turn, because a body of previous work seems to suggest that infectious disease played a role in the extinction of the Neanderthal, though in fairness, some of them were absorbed into part of the human genome. And it really does look human in its profile. The average person today will get about 10 species and many more strains of viruses across a lifetime. So to find three in a Neanderthal isn't unexpected. There is ongoing work to try to further reconstruct these ancient viruses, but that's going to be really challenging due to the incomplete nature of ancient DNA, and of course concerns about bringing back strains of human infectable viruses from the past are warranted. Number 3. Frozen brain tissue revived without damage. One of the biggest issues in the field of cryogenically freezing humans for revival in the future seems to be solved. When you freeze tissue, brain, or otherwise, the big problem is that the cells get damaged, literally torn apart by the crystals of ice. There has been some progress with this in the form of vitrification and sort of soft freezing tissue, but the brain has remained elusive. It gets damaged no matter what, and it's unclear how to repair it, or if that's even possible, but there may be a fix. Researchers in China have managed to grow brain organoids, basically a clump of self-organizing cells that turns into neurons and other brain cells, and were able to freeze them in various compounds, which was key, basically sugars and various antifreeze compounds, using liquid nitrogen, and then thaw them out and see if any function was preserved. It turns out the best compound for preservation was one that inhibits the pathway that usually results in cellular death. They got similar results from actual human brain tissue, furthering the possibility of dramatic life extension through cryonics, as well as possibilities for freezing astronauts during interstellar voyages. Number 2. The impossible star wasn't impossible. In 2019, a star known as KIC 814-5411 was discovered that was not normal for a white dwarf. It was found to be orbiting a second sun-like star, and in an unusual position from our point of view in that it eclipses and gravitationally lenses the sun-like star's light, allowing for the mass of the white dwarf to be accurately calculated. It turned out to be too small for a white dwarf. Very small white dwarfs do happen, but only if the companion star is sapping material from them. And in the system, the two stars were simply too far apart for that to happen, leading to a situation that shouldn't be. since there is no other mechanism to get a white dwarf with those characteristics. It turns out it was an illusion, and there was a third star present in the system skewing the data. And the white dwarf is now calculated to be well within the normal parameters for a white dwarf. Number 1. Quantum entanglement survives chemical reactions. Chemical reactions are not peaceful things. Exploding dynamite and fire are chemical reactions occurring very rapidly and in some ways chaotically. The products of the reaction basically just come flying out of the reaction, and the whole thing is just violent on its scale. This led researchers to wonder if quantum entanglement could weather such chaos, and two particles come out of it still entangled. Researchers took atoms of rubidium and potassium and collected them in a vacuum, dropping to near absolute zero temperatures, where they combined into molecules randomly. All through this, the scientists monitored their individual quantum states to see if anything changed. To put it another way, they looked at the coherence of them, meaning that they were in a wave state when the whole thing started. If the reaction had affected them, their waveforms would have collapsed. They did not. They remained waves, suggesting that entanglement and certain quantum states can maintain themselves in a chemical reaction. This actually is potentially more important than it might initially sound because it opens a certain door, which is the control of quantum particles in a very practical way. Thanks for listening. I'm futurist and science fiction author John Michael Godier, and when I have time, old school fossilized 90s gamer that's still waiting for a decent sequel to Bard's Tale and an update for Windows XP. I'm also eagerly awaiting the new Columbo or Seinfeld episode on television. So I often get asked by the gaming audience. So, JMG, alright Gen X Proto-Boomer, what games are you currently playing these days? And it's Helldivers 2 on PS5, simple fun. And I mean, who doesn't dream of expanding the human empire to the entire cosmos? And be sure to check out my books at your favorite online book retailer and subscribe to my channels for regular, in-depth explorations into the interesting, weird, and unknown aspects of this amazing universe in which we live.